The Chinese president says China stands ready for vaccine cooperation with Central and Eastern European countries. Xi Jinping made the remarks in a speech at the China's Central and Eastern European Countries Summit, which is held via video link. So far, Serbia has received 1 million doses of vaccines from a Chinese company, and there's ongoing cooperation between Hungary and Chinese vaccine companies. Xi Jinping says China will actively consider such cooperation with other CEE countries if there's a need. During the virtual meeting, Xi Jinping also says China plans to import goods worth $170 billion from countries in Central and Eastern Europe over the next 5 years. He says it's important for the two sides to deepen customs cooperation to ensure trade security and faster clearance. China will work toward the establishment of a China CEC Customs Information Center and a focal point for custom clearance coordination for countries along the China-Europe Land Sea Express Line. A Chinese health expert says there's no indication of the transmission of the novel coronavirus before December 2019 in Wuhan. Liang Wannian, a member of the WHO China Joint Study Team, made remarks at a press conference on Tuesday. Liang is head of the expert group on the novel coronavirus outbreak response and disposal at China's National Health Commission. Chinese and WHO experts have completed their work in Wuhan as part of the global scientific research on the origin of the novel coronavirus. China's auto sales rose nearly 30% year-on-year to over 2.5 million in January, thanks to recovering market demand. However, auto sales dropped 12% month-on-month. The China Association of Automobile Manufacturers says this is largely due to the shortage of automobile chips. Last month, sales of passenger vehicles gained 27% year-on-year to 2 million units, while those of new energy vehicles more than doubled to 179,000 units. The country's auto market was hit hard by the COVID-19 epidemic in the first quarter last year, but both production and sales have bounced back quickly since April as factories reopened and pent-up demand unleashed. The first batch of carbon-neutral bonds have been issued in China's interbank bond market. The bonds worth 6.4 billion yuan, or about $990 million, will be used to finance carbon reduction projects. China is aiming to bring carbon dioxide emissions to a peak before 2030 and become carbon neutral before 2060 to tackle climate change. Authorities in Morocco say the Chinese Sinopharm vaccine is effective in older people, and the country will continue using it to vaccinate a population aged 60 and over. The Moroccan Health Ministry says so far, only 8 people in this age group have reported minor adverse effects after receiving Sinopharm doses, which is equivalent to 2.2 cases per 10,000. It says a phase 3 clinical trial of the Sinopharm vaccine showed an overall efficacy of 86% and good safety. Macau has launched its COVID-19 vaccination program, with Chief Executive Hou Yat-sen the first to receive a dose of the Sinopharm vaccine. Other senior government officials and frontline medics were also inoculated. Residents in Macau can now register for injections. Macau received 100,000 doses of Sinopharm's COVID-19 vaccine last Saturday as part of the central government's efforts to support the region in fighting the coronavirus. Day 2 of the Australian Open has seen more big-name players progressing amid major upsets. Tuesday's matches saw Rafael Nadal and women's number 1 Ash Barty move to round 2. In one of the biggest upsets of the tournament so far, two-time champion Victoria Azarenka was stunned by world number 61 Jessica Pegula. Azarenka was among more than 70 players required to undertake a 2-week hard quarantine in the lead-up to the tournament.